You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports. Ted Johnson, what'd you think of that?
Loser mentality. Loser mentality. Just, why are we playing? Why even play tomorrow?
Right.
Why even show up? What's the point? Can you imagine? This team, it's not the craziest thing that the Celtics can beat this team. Not only tomorrow night, but three games in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be something so sweet to shove it? Those Knicks fans, you talk about smelling their own farts right now. They are feeling themselves. I mean, this isn't even that good of a team. And they're treating this Knicks team like it's a, you know, like it's an all-world generational team. It's unfortunate, the injury, and that's too bad. Portnoy thinks that way, but that's a loser's mentality, man.
And you're a Celtics fan, aren't you? I didn't know you were just a Jason Tatum fan. So Jason Tatum leaves in a wheelchair. You shut the TV off. I thought your team was still playing. I know it was unlikely, but they were still in a 7-point, 9-point game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't you watch it to finish, Fitzy? Like this rubs me a little. I know I make fun of you, Fitzy, sometimes. Well,
every
just in
day,
general,
yep.
Every day.
That's great.
For like, pile on Joe Milton. He doesn't wear a Patriots jersey anymore. But you are a fan of the team. I actually think that is the more admirable fan style, to shut the TV off because Tatum got hurt.
Yep.
I mean,
you don't just turn your jersey in. They don't have a jersey return. They don't have an emotional customer assistance desk.
Right.
You deal with the adversity and the hand that you've been dealt. You play those cards and you make of it what you will. What's that famous John Cena quote about failure gave him an option to stay down or get up and find a way to win? You know, so you get up and you find a way. That's the whole thing. That's the Kobe mentality. That's the Mamba mentality. Excuses, you always say, excuses are for losers, right?
Yep. The reasons given by losers.
Did he say John
reasons
Cena?
And rationale
he said
given
John
by
Cena.
Is it the wrestler?
Yeah.
He's talking about native? Overcoming stuff in the ring?
Yeah, fake adversity.
Oh, fake adversity. Okay.
That part of like early on with his character, that would be the whole thing when he was like when he was a baby face, not a heel. Yeah, but the kids glom on to that kind of stuff. Like they love, but Kobe Bryant said similar things as well.
There
like,
we
that's,
go.
That's the whole idea.
I'm just a big believer, and I always use this as fandom. Like I don't leave a game early because I went there to cheer for my team, see something interesting.
Yep.
I don't Wahlberg it. Because
that's consistent with
good
you.
Or bad. Yeah. I want to watch. And might be because I'm also cheap and I feel like I paid for a full game.
Damn, I'm watching the whole damn game.
Right. I'm going to get my money's worth for this.
Yeah,
whole.
Can we go? No, shut up. We're watching this thing in its entirety.
But this idea that you would turn the game off because Tatum got hurt, if anything, it gave you an opportunity to have a moment. Now, my guy didn't step up. Jaylen Brown tried to. He immediately shot. And I'm like, he knows what's on his shoulders now. Now, he wasn't ready. He couldn't.
He was sitting there with five fouls, too. He's
sure. But, like, if you're Dave Portnoy, what would you have done if you said, oh, my God, Jaylen Brown hit five threes in the final 90 seconds or whatever the hell it was, and the Celtics won, and I was pouting? I was sulking? Like, I turned the game. I just – That doesn't sit well.
I will say this though: this is the question I want to ask. You know, Stiz, Daniel, y'all weigh in too. When you saw Tatum get hurt? Didn't that feel something? Have you ever had that feeling of when you're watching him go down? Did it remind you of another injury to another player by chance?
Tom Brady.
Yeah. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. And now Matt Castle takes over and we're going to win 11 games. Jaylen Brown takes over.
And Belichick uses that season as a kind of a look how great of a coach I am. There is still something kind of cool about the 08 Patriots team.
Yeah.
Like they won 11 games when their star quarterback got hurt in the first game. And I also want to say this about Tatum going down and then what we got loaded phone calls.
Loaded.
Is that this was a big, this hurt the league. This Tatum's not only just so important for the Celtics, he's important for the league.
Mm-hmm.
And so my feeling is a lot of people around the league seeing him get hurt felt a lot like when you watch Brady get hurt, it's like, oh, that sucks for the league, not just for the Patriots. So it's the same kind of thing for Tatum. This sucks for the NBA.
Sure, because you want the best players, the best teams performing, succeeding. I also don't think, does anybody hate Tatum? Like some people, he rubs you the wrong way or he might annoy you with a shot.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
But I don't think there's anybody that hates Jason Tatum.
Not that I know of.
Yeah. So I can see people, just human beings, looking at that and be like, oh, that sucks. He's in the prime of his career.
Some people think he's soft or he's not that tough.
Yeah, but that's an annoyance.
That's different. Yeah, that's not hating. No.
Hating him. Yes, Dan Ball.
There seem to be some people that do hate the superstar label that he gets, but not the player himself. Right. If that makes sense.
That's
fair.
And it hasn't been aided by the Superman commercials this postseason. Not great.
Those are poorly timed.
Yeah,
because he may have actually found his kryptonite.
I hadn't even thought of that. Not only was he not playing like Superman, he got injured.
Superman doesn't get injured.
No. Except where he gave back his powers.
Well, Kryptonite gets him.
So I guess the Knicks are the Kryptonite for... Maybe. That's too bad. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Mike in Brockton. Mike, what are your thoughts on what's going on with the Celtics? Mike?
Hey guys, just a couple things. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
We got you.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, you guys hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Just a couple things. You know, you guys, I've been listening to you guys talk, and you guys have made a lot of sense. A couple issues that I have, or worries. I still think that they can win without Tatum. But I think Brown, you know, I'm worried that Brown's going to put too much on his shoulders and it may affect the way he plays. My concern more so, and I'm preface that by saying I don't think that he's a bad coach. I just think Mazzulla sometimes gets the game speeds up on him. And my prime example is game two, and I know, you know, people harped on this a lot, is the not calling that timeout at the end of the game. And if you watch that from beginning to end, when that ball came in out of bounds in the 12-second span, he ran that play. Tatum gets a back screen from Horford. Robson didn't see Horford. It goes down the lane, dunks it. He runs the same exact play. If you pan over to Tibbs, who was one of the better defensive coaches in the league, okay, Tibbs is yelling, what's coming? Watch Robinson immediately run to the front of Al Horford. They take the ball out the same exact way they took it out the play before. Right then, as a coach, you see that, okay, they've taken that away. If I call it now, I still got 11 seconds to run something. I get Al Horford off the floor. I put Peyton Pritchard on the floor. I spread the floor. If you want to leave your bigs out there, that's fine. Now I'm going to put them on skates, okay? So he just let it go, and it forces Tatum to the corner. I think he's a pretty good coach. I think he's a good coach. You don't win a championship unless you're, you know, beyond a decent coach.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
All good points, Mike. And I think that is an Achilles heel for him. I think just in game, it's look, he's showing his youth a little bit, right? He's a young coach.
Yes. But it's also, I said this, that was borderline disrespectful, in my opinion, to Tibbs. Like, you're just going to run the exact same play? But you don't think I'll adjust? You don't think I'll coach from the sideline to my players?
But you're giving Mazzulla credit. You're saying he consciously knew that this was exactly what he wanted to do, and he executed it. He called the play he wanted, but Tatum didn't execute it. I'm not so sure.
I can't.
I think it's one of those, like, what do I do? Oh, crap, just let him play.
If I tell you what play is coming at middle linebacker, don't you have a much better shot to stop it?
I would be all world
right.
If you told me what the play
was. Okay.
Yeah, I'd be all world.
So, like... is it setting up and Tibbs is yelling from the floor. I also think five Knicks are professional basketball players and they're like, this feels like they're trying to do the same thing. Oh, I know. 10 seconds ago, 15 seconds ago. Yeah. So that was a bad situation for Mazzulla. Now, maybe this is his redemption. The other thing that, was it Mike said, that I do worry about my guy JB trying to do too much. Because when he tries to do too much, even in a single possession, it usually ends
poorly. What does it look like when you see JB doing too much?
Too much dribbling, then...
Way too much dribbling.
Yes. Because when he...
Way too much dribbling.
When he has the opportunity to take it to the rim, it's usually quick. Oh, he turned the corner. He beat that guy. Explosive first step around the corner. If it's dribble, dribble, back, spin, dribble, like this is going to end with your knee, your foot out of bounds, off somebody, you committing an offensive foul. And if that's the Jaylen Brown we get, then the series is over, the season is over, and his reputation is going to take a hit. So...
Don't just use him as like a decoy, but make sure the Knicks think that everything is going to funnel through him just in case it's like, well, star one is down. Obviously, star two raises to the level and is star 1A tomorrow night. So if they focus on him defensively, then you have to have Pritchard and you have to have Hauser if he can get up on that gimpy ankle. And you have to have Jrue Holiday and Porzingis and everyone else ready to hit their shot, make the extra pass, make a move, distribute the ball, and score. Like it feels a lot simpler.
It sounds
outside
simple.
The arena from outside.
Sounds simple on the radio on Tuesday afternoon, more so than it will be around 7:30, 8 o'clock on the court.
Do you think Jaylen Brown can put up 40 points tomorrow night, just fluidly dominating, driving to the hole, hitting threes, pull up 12?
No, probably not.
I don't.
Probably 30, 26, 26 to 30. But it sounds like a cliche. It has to be organic. He has to let the game come to him. When it's there, take it. When your opportunity, when your hole is there, it's like, you know, a running back on a zone read. Like, don't force it. When you see it, hit it, right? Like, don't force something that isn't there. But that's where, in conjunction, I think you also need to help him. If he dishes and Peyton Pritchard hits an early three, I think he's going to be more likely to say, I'm going to do that again. Or if he dishes and, you know, Porzingis takes somebody off the dribble for a dunk. Okay, but if that doesn't come, if that support doesn't come, I think Jaylen Brown, one of his weaknesses is he goes, well, I'll have to do it myself. And when he tries to do it himself, it doesn't usually work out.
That's why keep saying he dishes, he dishes. I don't want him dishing. I want him catching and shooting or catching and beating guys off the dribble.
Sure. Yes.
That's what I want him doing.
But you need the others to play their role. I think he can be the lead guy with a complimentary cast, but if he tries to do it himself, it's the Knicks are going to roll like that. Dan Ball.
Jaylen Brown averages just over 27 points a game in 39 games without Jason Tatum. So does 27 work?
27 for me is a good number.
Okay.
In that, I think, Fitzy, you said 26. I said 30. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in that range. But that's going to entail
three or four other guys to just have pretty good games.
Like the Knicks last night, where you said it earlier, Fitzy. Yeah. Oh, Mikal Bridges, that was a quiet 23. Okay, I'll take a quiet 23 from Jrue Holiday.
How about a 30? Yesterday on the Fitzy 5, we highlighted five of the best Game 4 performances in Boston sports since the year 2000. One of them was Al Horford in Game 4 of the 2022 Eastern Conference Finals against the Bucks.
Yep.
He got pissed off when Giannis dunked in his face, so he turned around, dunked in his face, and put up 30 points. Now, I know it was 3 years ago, but Horford seems to still be in a... Pretty good shape. He only put up 5 points last night. Maybe he can do a little better than that.
And I also don't think the Knicks have great all-around team defense. So if they come in, if Tibbs tells them, listen, Jaylen Brown's going to try to do a lot, let's take away Jaylen Brown. If they decide they're taking away Jaylen Brown, they probably can, and someone else will be open. So just take whoever else is open. Just run the offense through the open man. I know it sounds stupid or like overly simplistic, but I think simple is the way they win tomorrow.
Let Jrue Holiday, Peyton Pritchard, and Derek White handle the ball, bringing it up court every single time. JB, do not do that.
I've also fallen in love with the little scoop shot from Peyton Pritchard when he beat somebody off the dribble. He had one last night where he finishes. Yeah. You think it's going to get blocked, and then you're like, oh, it didn't get blocked. It went
in. The old scooperoonie.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, what are your thoughts on this Celtics series?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So I think the Jaylen Brown discussion is awesome, but there's a major point that we're missing out here that I got to bring to light.
Okay.
So we all know that these games are being decided in the second half where the Celtics have big leads and all this. And So I'm not really concerned so much about who starts the game, but I'm really concerned with who finishes the game. So I'm going to throw a quick stat line at you, and I want you guys to tell me what it is. 10 points, four of them on free throws, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. Does anybody know what that stat line is?
You tell us.
That's Jaylen Brown's stat line in the 3 fourth quarters of the games they've lost combined.
Boo.
That's not good.
Hey, thanks for the call, Dave.
JB's the guy that usually gets his team going, and JT's the one that usually finishes it.
Yes.
Yeah. Historically, that's
how
the
they play.
Yeah.
Big first quarters from JB, big fourth quarters from JT, and then in the middle is some amalgamation of the two. I would also argue you're picking the 3 games they lost. They were terrible as a team in the games they lost. I don't think Jason Tatum's numbers are good in the 3 fourth quarters. I don't think anybody. They shot terribly. They couldn't close. That's why they're in the situation they're in right now. So, yes, JB hasn't closed, but I'm with Ted. He's also, by design, not their closer. I think that's where he often talks about, you know, we all give things up or whatever in our role on this team. I think he says that's JT's time. He's the star of this team. He's going to get the shot. He's going to get the dunk, whatever.
JB, now's your time, bub.
It is.
Hey, JB, if you didn't know whose time it was, it's your time.
So do you have any confidence in my guy Jaylen Brown for tomorrow night to step up to the plate?
For tomorrow night, I do, yes.
What about for the series?
JB makes me nervous for the series. I just don't trust him like I wish I did.
Is that out of examples of negatives or just haven't seen it enough? Because Tatum's been healthy. They haven't had to prove all that often that they can play without Jason Tatum. You
know, I mean, I've seen JB for, what, 6 years now? Like, I feel like...
8 years.
Know, 8 years, sorry. I know. I mean, I pretty much know what he is at this point. I don't think he's going to change all that much. But, I mean, I don't know. Has he ever been in this situation in the playoffs where JT's been out, you know? Well, how did he do in the game that JT got his ankle jacked up 2 years ago? Not great, right?
So, I mean, that game, he apologized to Celtics fans and the entirety of all Boston sports because the moment was his.
Yep.
That's what made
his
redemption last year in the postseason
more
interesting because he crapped the bed in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat Game 7 when Tatum rolled his ankle.
But to be fair, going into the game, he didn't know JT was going to roll his ankle. But now he's had nights to sleep about it, and he's to think. And
Game 2 against the Magic, he was awesome.
This is this is kind of a new deal for him. But I don't, based on past experience, I don't have a lot of faith.
It has nothing to do with future success or whatever they tell you in investing.
The best predictor of the future is usually the past, they say, Andy.
I don't like that cliche. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Joe and Melrose. What do you got, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Well, first off, a couple conspiracy theories. I definitely think the NBA fixed the draft last night for the Mavs.
Me too.
You don't say.
Yeah. And I would not want to be the hedge fund manager that just bought the Celtics last night. I bet Wick Brosbeck's father has probably got the best timing I've ever seen of any trader. I think Mazzulla should not try to be Bill Belichick. I think he should do what he do, keep doing what he does. And, you know, I think the Knicks were lucky to win game 1 and 2. Put in Pritchard, put in Sam Hauser, and keep shooting threes.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. I think there's some truth to that. Don't you have to be careful as a coach of overreacting, overchanging?
You can just make a little tweak. A little tweak.
Okay.
A little tweak. And what I'm suggesting is Peyton Pritchard. He plays, his minutes go from what, the 20 the other night, they go up to 35 minutes. And he's the predominant ball handler. The offense gets started through Peyton Pritchard. That would be my tweak for tomorrow night's game.
Can he do that?
Physically?
No. I mean, like, energy.
I think he can.
Because he plays at a pretty high tempo pace, whatever you want to call it.
I think if you're going in and he knows you're going to get more than 20 minutes, you're going to get 35 minutes. I think there's a way in which you can kind of, find your opportunities to get your air and reserve energy.
Yes, Diz.
I was just a stat. The 3 losses, Celtics were 43 of 148 from threes. That's insane.
That's bad.
But they were they were shot 50% in the first half last night, Diz, and then it all fell apart in the second.
Yeah, they've been very inconsistent shooting. That is one of the consistent inconsistencies of this series is their shooting, and you got to clean that up. Like, they're going to have to play better to win. They haven't played great with Tatum. They're going to have to play better without Tatum. How they get to that, which button, you know, we were praising Joe Mazzulla for button pushing, mostly with Tatum. Now he's got to push buttons with Brown. Like, do you have a conversation with Jaylen Brown? Is there a specific conversation that Joe Mazzulla has with Jaylen Brown, or do you just, he's a veteran, he's been like.
No, if that was my team, I'm talking to him.
Yeah.
Now I'm not, 5 years old like Joe, is a very young coach, but you damn Skippy, you're talking to him. Are you kidding me? You have to. There's too much on the line, and I think it's a missed opportunity for a coach to kind of, I don't know. To me, to not coach. You want to coach, and talking to your best player who's put in a position that he's never really been put in before, you need to go up and have a conversation.
So give me the Bill Parcells channeled through Ted Johnson's experiences little chat that
would. JB, look, you're a hell of a player, but you got guys around you that are good too. Lean on them. You don't have to do it all yourself. Don't think this is all about you. You have other, we have ways to help you out. Guys are going to step up and help you. So don't feel like you got to do it all on your own. That's not what we're asking you to do. Just keep doing, be you, but make sure you lean on the guys that are around you as well. That's what I would tell them.
617-779-7937. Continuing to take your phone calls on the Boston Celtics. Jason Tatum's injury, Jaylen Brown stepping up, Joe Mazzulla coaching up.
And then Parcells would say, but don't screw it up either. Don't be the guy to send us home early.
That Which
was
is
one
fine.
Of his, one of his favorite sayings was, don't be the guy to send us home early.
And that would probably lighten the mood after that conversation. Right. It would go, well, we also need to mix in a little new Bill Belichick audio. It feels like every day we have a little.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Something to mix in courtesy of Bill or Jordan. Bill Belichick, early in the show, I looked up in SportsCenter. There he is with a nice button-down shirt at some ACC media day or something, talking to ESPN. So some audio from Bill Belichick up next as we continue to take your calls in the Celtics. WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.